Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. In today's Delve into the Bugle Archives, we go back to October 2012 and issue 211 of The Bugle. The American election was just around the corner. John Oliver and I pondered over the prospect of life with Mitt Romney in the White House, which seems absurdly utopian by Republican standards now.
Top story this week, America is in electoral labour and is about to shit out another president. Push, America! Push! A presidential election in America is a marathon. You know, it goes on for a ridiculously long time, there's a lot of shouting of support, and we're now approaching the point towards the end where the body is threatening to shut down completely, there's a lot of questioning of why the country has put itself through this, and everyone is about to lose control of their bowels in exhaustion. That's basically the mood here, Andy, and it's going to take more than an isotonic sports drink to replenish the souls that have been destroyed by the tone of this campaign. The election is just 1.5 weeks away, and America will either vote to re-elect President Obama or elect a President Romney, which doesn't sound quite right, and that's largely because it wouldn't be. if the president is re-elected, people will be significantly less excited than they were the first time around, having had their expectations forcibly lowered after the last 4 years. And if they elect Romney, people will rightly immediately be concerned about which version of him is going to turn up at the White House. They met in the final presidential debate on Monday to argue about foreign policy, or more accurately, to agree about foreign policy, because there's actually relatively little that they disagree on there. Normally, a Republican candidate would go after a Democrat for being weak on foreign policy, but that's a hard case to make against this particular president, not just because of that whole surprise death party he threw for bin Laden, but also because of his habit of droning the shit out of people. The debate was 90 minutes, essentially, of them desperately trying to appear that they had less common ground than they did, while exchanging the kind of zingers that would have you booed off at the stage at the Wichita Yuck Hut.
That sounds like you're saying that from bitter personal experience, John.
Come on, Wichita! That's a solid piece of wordplay.
Well, I listened on the radio, John, whilst I was writing my weekly cricket blog, which is a curious way to listen to a presidential debate. I don't think many people around the world listen to American presidential debates whilst sunk to the brain in 1970s international cricket stats. So from memory, to summarise the debate, Romney thinks that West Indian legend Viv Richards was an extremely good batsman. And he's got a point, John, and for once with Romney, the numbers do actually back him up. Whilst Obama is going out on a limb a bit and suggests that Australian fast bowler Geoff Thompson was slightly overrated. And it's just hard to see how that's going to play with undecided voters in Ohio.
Interestingly, some Americans have already voted as early voting becomes more and more popular here. One of those people was President Obama himself, who voted in Chicago yesterday in an attempt to persuade more people to do the same. Largely because 13 days from the election, a new national poll has given Romney a lead of 50 to 47 among likely voters. Now, it's a poll, Andy, so as such, it's at least 60% bullshit, but even so, that sound you might be able to hear is the sound of my balls crawling up into my stomach at the prospect of Willard Romney in the White House, one of the smallest houses he's ever lived in. It's estimated that 7.2 million people have already cast early ballots and that about 35% of the electorate may have already voted by polling day. The projections are that Colorado may have 85% of votes cast prior to election day, with Florida close to two-thirds, and Ohio maybe around 40%. And they, as everyone is only too painfully aware here, are basically the only state that f***ing matters.
As you say, millions have already voted. And John, that's a risky thing to do, isn't it? They must be now desperately avoiding the television in case they suddenly look at Mitt Romney and think, you know what, I might have voted for Obama, but I have got it wrong. I want that man on my television every day for the next 4 years just to make me understand the possibilities of the hairdressing industry. And because I want to be reminded that we have a tax system that essentially means I subsidise his horse. Can I have my vote back? As you say, 35% of people have voted early, John. In some states, in fact, the results have been known since about 1830. So it's a very hard system to understand. And listening on the radio, as I said, it does make it kind of slightly more interesting. I mean, to me, that third debate took place in a Swedish sauna with both candidates wearing nothing but a towel. And I think it's much easier to take them seriously if you can picture, you know, the fact that they're both kind of awkwardly skirting around Mitt Romney's tattoo of the Ghostbusters logo and Obama twitching his pecs whenever he talked about Pakistan.
You'd think that most states would have an interest in running a full, fair election here in the US where no one is denied the right to vote. But in an amazing move, the Texas Attorney General has threatened to arrest international monitors who were planning on observing this election to watch for fairness at the polls, calling their mission legally irrelevant in the United States. The group, the UN-affiliated OSCE, or the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, is sending 44 observers to voting stations across America at the request of various groups such as the NAACP and the American Civil Liberties Union after concerns that some states are attempting to disenfranchise minority voters by attempting to introduce controversial and completely unnecessary voter ID laws that have been largely blocked by federal courts after ruling that they were motivated by racial discrimination. Essentially, the Texas Attorney General has thrown a 10-gallon shit fit at the idea of international observers being in his state, despite the fact that the US regularly sends poll watchers to elections in foreign countries. He denounced the OSCE as an interfering foreign body, despite the fact that America is actually a founding member of it, and And that body was invited to observe both the 2004 and the 2008 elections by none other than President George W. Bush, the cartoon Texan himself.
Oh, yeah. Were they not there in 2000?
It's unbelievable. Clearly, their memories don't go back 12 years, or do, and they're quite happy with the memory contained therein. In fact, a Florida congressman who's currently running for Senate, Connie Mack, also dived into this debate like a confused scuba diver diving into a sewer. And he said that the very idea that the United Nations, the world body dedicated to diminishing America's role in the world, I'm not sure that's in their charter, but it must be there. He sounded confident.
If you read it backwards, yeah, sort of West Country accent.
The very idea they would be allowed, if not encouraged, to install foreigners sympathetic to the likes of Castro, Chavez, Ahmadinejad and Putin to oversee our elections is nothing short of disgusting. He then paused for breath, took another shot of crazy juice, slammed the empty glass on his head and continued, "The United Nations should be kicked off American soil once and for all, and the American people should demand that the UN be stopped from monitoring American elections. The only ones who should ever oversee American elections are Americans." He then took one more shot of crazy juice before screaming, "Did I get on TV for saying this? Are you proud of me now, Mummy? Are you proud of me? I'm on TV saying words. Why aren't you proud of me?"
But I mean, he's got a point, John, because, you know, if they do find anything controversial in this election, they could install Fidel Castro as an interim president, and that is within the UN remit.
That's within the massive UN power that we've seen being wielded over the last century.
I mean, they basically control the entire world.
I mean, that's almost a fact.
As its peaceful progress towards global utopia can prove. Of course, there are a lot of niche voter groups that could prove absolutely critical. John, the Walmart moms have had a lot of press coverage. Moms, for any British listeners, are the same as mothers, but with bigger hair. A group of 20 moms found encamped in the frozen sperm aisle in a Des Moines Walmart, they gave the third debate to Obama. Narrowly. Also, amongst other crucial voter groups, water pistol wielding dog owners, mostly men who own dogs but still like to play around, penguin curious bachelors. They could be absolutely crucial, John. Young professional men who enjoy nature documentaries and would like to know more about penguins but struggle to find the time due to the pressurised 21st century jobs market. So any suggestions by the candidates in the last couple of weeks that they're going to put on more penguin-based documentaries, that could swing one of these key states. There's power drill grandads. The over 65 males who own domestic power drills. They form a crucial constituency in some parts of the Mid-Southeast region. They could be swayed by electoral pledges to reduce taxes on screws, wall plugs and other DIY accessories. That's how democracy works, John. And if you don't like it, why don't you off back to 1960s Hungary where you came from? And also another absolutely critical voter group, the certifiable lunatics. Now, in any close election, the certifiable lunatic vote can prove absolutely crucial, as of course 2000 amply proved. And it's not that America has proportionally more certifiable lunatic category voters than other countries. It's just that it's a bigger country and they're more concentrated in the critical swing areas. And many of them are in influential positions, such as the Supreme Court or Congress or the Senate, or even as candidates. So, I mean, and there are more of them in America proportionally than in other countries. It all comes down to these things, John. If you're not in one of those groups, you must feel kind of disenfranchised.
The rest of the world clearly has a vested interest in the outcome of the election in November, and you know this is one area in which this race is not even remotely close, because a BBC World Service opinion poll, again, it's a poll, so 60% bullshit, has found massively higher overseas approval ratings for Obama than Romney. An average 50% favoured Mr. Obama, with 9% for Romney. Their survey was of 21,797 people in 21 countries. France was the most strongly pro-Obama, 72% in favour of him, a fact that will in no way help the president and may in fact be used against him. Do you want to piss off the French? Vote Mitt Romney on November the 6th. That's a powerful message, Andy. In fact, of all 21 countries, only Pakistan's respondents said that they would prefer to see Romney win. And I think that might have a lot less to do with actually supporting Romney and more to do with the fact that Obama has been droning the living shit out of them over the last 4 years. I think Pakistan are essentially saying, I think we'd rather roll the dice with someone who hasn't dropped a near cartoon amount of explosives on us. I mean, sure, Romney may not be perfect. His tax policy seems vague at best and cruel at worst. But I think he's really strong in the area of never having dropped ludicrous amount of bombs on us. So if that makes me a Romney supporter, then I guess get me a Romney yard sign that I can stick into the rubble that used to be my house.
But I think given that the influence that America wields around the world, John, do you not think it's... I mean, it would be much fairer if we had the vote. You know, they should... You think, I mean, why can Ohio govern what happens in Pakistan? Mm. That's basically what's happening. I think...
That's absolutely true, Andy, but I think most Americans also want to know why can Ohio determine who governs America? I mean, it's also a smaller problem as well as a bigger one.
Yeah, I mean, if the UN can impose Fidel Castro on America, I guess maybe it's just the other side of that seesaw, isn't it? That Ohio yeah. can impose Mitt Romney on Pakistan.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Do support what we do at The Bugle by donating via thebuglepodcast.com. If you are listening in Apple, you can also just click the button to support us right now. Goodbye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.